Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to introduce our new librarian, Thomas Hathaway.
Got to keep our music organized.
Yeah, that's right. And then, Corey, would you like to talk about the masks, please?
Okay, I ordered 40 of the N95 masks, the real ones, I'm wearing ones. They arrived in the Clyde post office last Friday. They still have them in my house. They send them by SurePost, which is postal, UPS, the postal.
Presumably.
They don't carry time. So I will have them next week, I presume.
Yay!
Would be a $5 a piece for one, and some people may want two. And
two for 10? Two for 10?
Yes, two for 10. And I will show you how to use it. This has two things. First, you put things around your neck, and then you can be down like this if you're drinking or whatever, and then you put this thing back up, and it absolutely forms your face, and nothing escapes in or out.
Okay. One last thing. John, you want to talk about your card?
I have a card on the piano for Bruce Hoffmeyer's family, and so if you'd like to sign that, I'll get it out in the mail.
I sent him it because he sent it to them over Facebook. And his funeral is on Facebook.
I watched part of it, I am not
over. I have a couple things to know. So people that are rich for me, I have them with me today. And if you'd like to meet up with me and get them, I will surely do that after rehearsal. People that bought them for me are Vince, Dane, Brendan, John, Floyd, and Norm.
I didn't hear these girls happen.
No, these are my rich from our flyer.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't think I'm old enough to be in the
John, can you clarify who the guy you were talking about, that what years he might have been on the chat?
Tom Myers, he's from Newton, and he was on a baritone. He was a baritone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys still singing in the Heavenly Choir.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
He and, I can't think of his name. Came together, and they sang, several years ago.
What decades?
Six years ago or so.
He had to quit 5 years ago. He had a kidney transplant received from his daughter.
Yeah.
And at that point, he couldn't do it anymore.
And at one time, the two of them sang with Dave Carlson and me with the Iowa Lutheran Hospital. We went around and sang Valentine's for anybody that wanted to listen.
He was a member of a Newton quartet that they called themselves the Cul-de-Sac.
Yeah.
The reason was because they just had a fringe of hair around here and bald on top.
Things and all of music right there. We are going to be sending out Survey Monkey kind of a thing here in the middle of the week to basically just say in 2021. We've had some people say they like the 6:30 start time. We've had some people say I'd rather start at 7. I'd just like to kind of get an idea of where we all are. And hopefully people that even aren't necessarily joining us, but hopefully will be joining us soon once vaccines and things get going, I'd like to have their input and thought on that too. Think about, okay, if you were to invite a guest, to come with you, what would they think about a 6:30 start time versus a 7? Would it be easier? Would it be worse? Think about, getting home either later as opposed to earlier. Think about all those things and what that means and what's easy for you. Some people, as they come straight from work, they like 6:30 because they don't have quite as much downtime in between. But then other people say they need that because I just want to know where you are. Okay? So instead of doing like a show of hands and like missing a whole bunch of people, I'm just going to send out the survey. Please respond to it. Let me know. We're just going to keep 6:30 for the remainder of this year just because we're kind of used to it and I don't want to screw things up. And we only have a few more weeks anyway before we'll kind of break for Christmas and New Year's.
Tori, can you do that through our website survey?
It'd just be a separate thing.
Oh, what? Okay. Yeah.
So, I don't care how we do it. We'll be sending out a survey in some manner.
Are you assuming 90-minute rehearsals or?
Say that again.
Assuming
90 minutes early, but 2.5 hours.
Really, technically, what Grandview says is we're not supposed, and I broke the rules tonight, but we're really not supposed to keep a group in the same room for more than an hour at a time, because they want to try to keep the air clean and to switch it out and to give the room a chance to breathe so we're not all sharing germs quite as much. So I broke those rules a little bit tonight. But yeah, probably at least for the time being, we'll probably limit it to probably 90 minutes. We'll do the first sort of half an hour in sectionals, and then we'll come together for the last hour. That's probably, if I'm to play by the rules, that's the way we should do it. And I'd rather us be safe and play by the rules than to take chances and have us all end up, So anyway, that's kind of where I am. Other questions, thoughts?